Archers, 4 week commencing Sunday, 18th of November, 2001.
It's Sunday morning and David's looking forward to a nice long lie-in. It's all right for some, isn't it?
David, are you going to get it? Oh, I'll put the light
on. No, it's all right, don't.
I'm sorry, it's done now.
Frida. No, of course you can't know. No problem. No. Okay, yeah, thanks. Bye.
Oh. Bert can't do the milking.
He's done his back in.
Oh, that's bad luck.
Yeah. Right in it.
Good boy, Hermes. Let's put your lead on now.
Morning, Linda.
Caroline, hello.
Hello, Hermes, you big snobby thing.
You two were out early.
I could say the same about you.
Oliver and I are going riding this morning. He's just checking the cattle, so I thought I'd wander down and see how the mistletoe's doing.
Oh, there's lots of it. And Holly.
Oh, good.
We've just come past the orchard. Now we're going to the country park.
You on some kind of fitness regime?
It's no good, Caroline. I can't rest.
What's happened?
A most unfortunate twist of fate, really.
Sorry?
That stupid captain of the handbell ringers phoned last night to check some detail or other and spoke to Robert.
Robert?
The thing is, he didn't know about them. Nor that I'd asked if they could dress in Victorian costume.
Oh.
Nor that I'd asked them to stay for the community carol singing that Phil's going to play for.
Linda, I thought you told me this was going to be a small-scale thing.
Well, it is.
Just a little party with drinks and nibbles.
But it is.
It sounds more like something the Salvation Army had staged at the Albert Hall.
But that's just what Robert said.
Well, he had told you, hadn't he, that he didn't want a huge, great performance.
Oh, Caroline, I'm only doing it for him.
Are you?
Yes, and Leonie and Coriander. This'll be the first time in years they've spent Christmas with us. I just wanted to make it a Christmas to remember.
It'll be that all right. Especially if you and Robert aren't speaking.
It's all gone so wrong. I planned a lovely evening for us last night, watching the shooting stars. But instead, he insisted on phoning the girls to find out what they thought.
What did they say?
Neither of them was in. He's left messages. He's supposed to be phoning back this morning.
So you want to be out of the house?
Oh, I just couldn't bear sitting there waiting for the phone to ring.
Oh, you never know. They may love the idea.
No, they won't. If it had just happened once they were here, that would have been all right. But if he tells them it's all my idea, they're bound to say no. Never exactly taken me to their hearts.
Morning.
Oh.
Hi, Eddie. You're surely not out for a walk?
No. I'm just going over the country park to see how William.
Bit of a long way round.
Seen it, though, innit?
This time of year?
Oh, I don't know. Trees? River? It's quite a nice day.
Maybe.
Any road I'd better press on.
Eddie, since I've seen you.
Yeah?
I'm afraid I shall have to cancel my order for evergreens.
What's that then?
Well, I may still want a few sprigs of holly and so on, but not on the scale I'd mentioned.
What about your party?
Linda's thinking more in terms of a family Christmas now.
Oh, well, that's a pity.
I know.
So, you're still in the holly and mistletoe business then, Eddie?
Yeah, are you wanting some?
Oh, no. I can get my hands on plenty, thanks. Where are you getting your supplies from this year?
Oh, round and about, you know.
Round and about. I see.
How could you?
Hello, dear. Feeling better?
Oh, how could you let me drop off like that? One minute we were having a chat and then... I feel so rude.
Ruth, I can't talk, can I? After falling asleep on Friday.
That's different. You and Phil had just flown halfway around the world.
Yes, and you're 5 months pregnant. And you were awake at 6 this morning.
Oh, I must give Bert a ring, see how his back is.
Well, if what Frida said at church is anything to go by... I should think he'll need at least another day off just to rest.
Oh, that's what I'm afraid of.
She thinks he did too much in the garden yesterday. Certainly muscle strain, though.
Yeah, but there's no point rushing back with it half better.
No.
Oh, dear, excuse me.
You should have rung me first thing. At least I could have taken the children off your hands so you could go back to bed.
And fine. I'll perk up in a minute.
I wouldn't have minded, you know.
I don't want to keep imposing on you. Anyway, they like helping. Pip's got quite a knack with the calves.
That may well be, but it doesn't give you much of a break. Cup of tea, dear.
Oh, thanks.
I'll take a flask out to David in a minute and tell him the good news.
There is some, is there?
I phoned Phil. It's all arranged. He's going to come and do the early milking tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
And if you both want to have a lie-in, I could take the children back with me tonight and they could stay over and I could get Pip to school and Josh to nursery.
Oh, Jill, I can't tell you how wonderful that would be.
You just have.
Oh, come in.
Afternoon.
Hello, Eddie. That's well timed. I've just made some tea.
Oh, I wouldn't say no. I've been out the house all day.
Right.
David looks like he's giving that machinery shell a good sorting.
Oh, it needs it. I should go and give him a hand.
You stay here. Here you are, Eddie. Help yourself to sugar.
Oh, so very much. Right, since you're both here, I can kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. Or two turkeys, perhaps.
Ah.
I take it you're both wanting a Grundy turkey for Christmas?
I hadn't really thought about it yet. Had you, Jill?
No. I'm a bit behind this year, what with having been away. Can we let you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't leave it too late, though, because you know how it is. They'll be gone before you can say chippendotters.
Six, 18 for hot lunch on Wednesday, William, plus sandwiches for the beaters. And we'll bring it out to you.
Yes, please. That's what Greg said.
OK. It'll all be set up by one. And there'll be coffee and soup for mid-morning for you to pick up before you set off.
Thanks, Caroline.
You finished for the day now?
No, I didn't start till 12.
Oh, that's funny.
What?
I met your dad this morning. He said he was on his way up here to give you a message.
Oh, stupid. He knew I was on a late today. He didn't say if it was about my car, did he?
No, I'm afraid not. What car?
Oh, don't ask.
Is it a sore point?
No, it's just... I got my insurance check through last week. Twice I've asked Dad to come looking for a new car than me. I'm not going to get much of what they've given me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but every time I get 5 minutes off, Dad's had to take Ed down the job centre or something.
It's not very fair on you, is it?
No. Well, that's how it is in our family. Edward goes his own sweet way and everyone else runs round after him. Oh, sorry for going on.
Don't be silly. Look, I'll come with you if you like.
What?
To look for a car. I'm sure we can get a couple of hours off together.
Would you? Oh, that'd be great. There's that big car hypermarket on the Folkestone Road.
Right, let's see. Tuesday looks good for me. Linda?
Oh, good afternoon, Caroline. William?
Hello.
You seem in a better mood.
Oh, I am. I am. You know what you were saying, Caroline, about the spirit of Christmas?
Yes?
Well, it has blessed my hearth and home with a munificence worthy of Dickens himself.
You don't mean the girl said yes?
I do, and they did. Oh. Well, not yes exactly. Leonie said she didn't really care, but Coriander, bless her, said she thought it sounded cool.
Well, I'm very pleased for you.
She thinks it'll be something different, so Robert's had to agree. Now, William, as you're here, will you please tell your father I shall be wanting my evergreen order as originally discussed?
Your evergreens?
Yes, my... Oh, no, don't worry, I'll tell him myself. I'll just go and take my coat off, Caroline, and I'll be ready to relieve you.
Take your time.
Thank you.
Weird. Right, I better get back out of there. Greg's not exactly full of the Christmas spirit.
Why's that?
Oh, he's got to put up with this ghost walker dad. Oh, if that's not enough people crashing around the woods, there's going to be all those flipping stargazers out again tonight.
We must be mad.
Don't be such a misery, David.
A night off without the kids. And this is your idea of fun. Climbing Lakey Hill in the dark.
We won't be in the dark when the Leonid storm starts up. We could see hundreds of shooting stars per hour.
If you think I'm staying up here that long...
Oh, David!
Oh, sure, let's face it. I've only done a 12-hour day.
Part-timer.
One day I'll get a proper job.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? All right?
Oh, yeah.
Whew. Here, come here. Whew. Hey, doesn't the village look pretty?
Twinkling away.
Who needs shooting stars, eh?
Eddie came round this afternoon.
Yeah, I saw.
He wanted to sell us a turkey.
What a seasonal twist on his garden ornament.
Oh, don't be daft. What are we going to do?
About turkeys?
About Christmas.
Ah.
I mean, Nigel and Elizabeth have got Camilla and James coming. Shouldn't and Alistair have got to go to his sister's? So on the day, it's just Phil, Jill, you, me and the kids.
Right.
I really should invite them to Brookfield.
Well, that suits me.
But I'll be 6 months pregnant by then. And the thought of getting that great meal for everyone and keeping the kids happy...
Well, I'll help you.
You'll have enough to do.
Yeah, but Mum will be there. Or perhaps they'll ask us down to Glebe Cottage.
I thought of that. I don't think I can face that either. Can you imagine trying to keep Pip and Josh entertained, cooped up in there all day?
I'd rather not.
We don't want to be away from the farm, do we? What if anything goes wrong?
Well, it usually does.
It's got to be Brookfield, really.
Yeah.
Jill's so good. They do so much for us already. Unlike tonight. I can hardly say it to her. Sure, you come to us for Christmas. And by the way, do you mind doing the cooking?
Hey, look!
Oh, shooting stars.
Wow, that's incredible. Whoa, look at that. It's like something out of Spielberg.
Except this is for real.
Yeah, there's another one, you see?
Oh,
and
wonderful.
There. Whoa, amazing.
Now are you glad I dragged you up here?
Yeah, very.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's stunning. Hey. I love you.
And you.
Even if I am too knackered to show it half the time.
Me too. You reckon you might manage to stay awake through this lot then?
Yeah, definitely. And if I don't, you can always carry me back down.
Now it's Helen's day off from the shop and she's making cheese.
You're not still stirring.
Afraid so.
You were stirring that pan when I came in from doing the milking. You were stirring it when I went out to see the calves. Come in from the leeks. And you're still at it.
Do you want to tell him, Helen, or shall I?
Well, you carry on. I'm concentrating.
This is not the same mixture we were stirring when you went out, Tony. Helen's done loads of things to it since then.
Oh, yeah. Is it supposed to look like that?
Yes.
Well, we don't really know, do we, Mum? I think it's going okay.
It's going very well.
How much longer?
Just a couple more minutes, then it's back on the heat, is it?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, it's a bit whiffy.
Well, what do you expect?
Sort of acidy. Like babies when they're...
Look, if this is your idea of constructive criticism,
no,
then...
No, I'm only saying... Go on then, Helen. Tell me what else you've done.
Well, you know you saw me put the culture in.
Yeah.
We left it an hour to work and then... And guess what?
It doesn't involve stirring by any chance, does it?
Correct. On the heat, stop the cream rising to the surface.
Right.
And then after an hour and a half of that, we added the rennet, and then we had to leave it to set.
So we had what? Almost an hour off.
From stirring?
Yep. And then, when the curd felt sort of firm to the touch, we cut it crossways and up and down.
And diagonally?
Yep, and diagonally into half-inch cubes.
It's not in cubes now.
That's because we've been stirring.
Oh, silly me.
And now... Oh, right now, in fact, I'm going to... put it... back on the heat.
Hang on, let me hold the water pan.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Then, let me guess. You stir it some more.
For about an hour.
Another hour?
Easy, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that. Very time-consuming.
Well, and Max always said if cheese-making teaches you nothing else, it'll teach you patience.
Oh, she's right there. Don't you get bored?
Oh, I haven't. You, Mum?
No, it's like the yoghurt. You start with one thing and you end up with another. It's a miracle, really.
Yeah, or something. So, when am I going to be sitting down to a hunk of this delicious cheese for my lunch?
I don't know. 2 weeks, maybe?
2 weeks?
Remember, Dad, patience.
Haven't you even got a sample?
No, not yet. But perhaps you can try a little bit tonight.
Hello? Mum?
I'm round the back, Elizabeth.
I should just have followed the smoke. You're 2 weeks too late for bonfires, you know.
Well, we missed the real thing. The garden was such a mess.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can see you've been having a good go at it.
I've done all I can for now.
Well, don't overdo it.
I won't. I'll make us a cup of tea when this has died down a bit.
If you can stay.
Well, I shouldn't really. I said I'd be back by 4.
Oh. Well, never mind.
I've been out looking at costumes for these medieval banquets we're having.
The corporate do's before Christmas.
That's right. Nigel and I have to go to one. We ought to be the king and queen, really. But, of course, he wants to be Lord of Misrule.
Trust Nigel.
They've given me some brochures, but I know he won't rest till he's got a pig's bladder on a stick.
You are going to be busy.
Yes. But there's one good thing I did realise in the car.
What?
At least I can talk to the fire officer about flaming sconces when he comes to do the final recce for the carols by candlelight.
It's a mad world you're in, isn't it? It never stops.
I know. We'll be working right up to Christmas Eve, which is when Camilla and James arrive.
Perhaps you can palm them off onto Julia, so you and Nigel can have some time on your own.
Like Alistair's sisters hoping to palm their dad off onto Shula and Alistair.
Poor Shula. She's dreading going to Fiona's.
How come they agreed in the first place? Did she blackmail them or what?
I think Alistair's father invited himself for Christmas and Fiona couldn't face the thought of coping with him on her own. He's such a... well, he's so overbearing.
I remember him from the wedding. Sounds horrendous.
I know.
So, have you and Dad sorted out what you're doing for Christmas Day?
Wish I knew. I'm worried about David and Ruth.
Are you? Why?
They're both worn out. That's where your father is now.
At Brookfield?
He went to do the morning milking, to give them a lion. Good job he did. They went out looking at the Leonids last night.
No wonder they're tired.
Yes. Anyway, he stayed on to help with some injections and then some disbudding. He'll be back soon.
I don't see what all this has got to do with Christmas.
Ruth and David can't leave the farm on Christmas Day. But I can see Ruth dreading the thought of cooking for us all.
Mum, you are funny.
What?
You just can't wait to get your feet back under the table, can you? Or your oven gloves on the Argo.
Well, that's just what I don't want Ruth to think. I'd be delighted to cook the meal, but...
But what?
We've only just left. I don't want her to think I want to sweep back in and take over.
Ruth won't mind. You said yourself she doesn't want to do it.
I don't know.
Phil, I'm back.
In the garden, Phil.
Oh, sorry. I thought I'd never get away. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Dad. Look, do come and tell Mum she's worrying about nothing.
Oh, what's this?
She's convinced Ruth will take offence if she offers to cook Christmas lunch at Brookfield.
Oh, that.
Now, does that sound like the Ruth you know?
Well...
We were talking about it last night. It's got to be handled the right way, hasn't it, Phil?
Well, yes. I mean, Ruth can be a bit sensitive about these things.
Thank you.
Well, I still think she'd bite your hand off. Anyway, I'll have to be getting back.
Oh, can't you stay for a cup of tea?
I've already asked her. She's got to talk to Nigel about wandering minstrels.
Oh.
Medieval banquets, Dad.
Oh.
Bye then, Mum.
Bye, dear.
I see you, Dad.
Yeah, bye, love.
Goodbye, love to Nigel.
Will do. Bye.
Bye.
There. I think I can leave the bonfire alone now. We'll go and have some tea.
Oh, good. Those decorators didn't turn up at Rickyard Cottage.
No. The chap rang before lunch.
Oh?
They got held up on another job and they can't come for a week or so.
Oh. Well, good of him to let you know.
Well, there's no rush, is there?
No. Suppose not. Linda hasn't phoned, has she?
Sorry, no.
Do you think I really am off the hook about this Christmas thing of hers?
I've no idea. Phil, what are we going to do about Christmas?
Well, you already said you don't feel you can offer to cook for Ruth.
No, I don't.
Well, then you'll just have to wait and see. I mean, see if she brings the subject up.
Yes. I mean, if Ruth would just ask me, well, that'd be different.
So, what do you think, Greg?
It's different.
You're very honoured, you know.
Am I?
Yeah, you're the first person outside the family to taste what could one day be the famous Bridge Farm cheese.
Right.
Well, what do you think?
It's very,
Yes?
It doesn't really taste of very much yet, does it?
No, it's got to mature. But what about the texture, though?
Texture, Well, sort of,
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I mean to make you try it at all.
No, it's fine, honest.
It's pretty rubbery, isn't it?
Yes, that's probably the best description.
Well, that is how it's meant to be at this stage. A couple of weeks to develop the blue and it'll be much smoother.
I see. Yeah, but Helen's pleased with it overall.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of cheese-making experience, but it's always different when you try something for yourself.
Yeah, sure. Will she be long, do you think?
She's just drying her hair. Where are you going tonight?
Oh, just over to the Crown. I'm drinking a bite to eat.
Oh, very nice. You will excuse me, won't you, if I get on with our supper?
No, if you carry on, please.
I gather you've booked your trip to France.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Marseille, isn't it? Where Michelle is?
Yes.
And she lives with this chap, Pascal?
Well, not exactly, no.
Oh?
The thing is, actually, they've split up.
Split up? Well, that's not what... Well, that's not the impression Helen got.
Yeah, no. Well, it's all very recent.
I see.
Yeah, I think Michelle's fairly cut up about it. And, of course, it's very unsettling for the girls.
Oh, yes, it would be.
Which is why I'm keener than ever to go over there.
Hi.
Oh, are you ready?
Yes. Should we go
then? Yeah, sure.
Bye, Mum. See you later.
Yes, bye, love.
Bye, Pat. Thanks for the cheese.
No problem.
Enjoy your supper.
Thanks.
Are you coming, Greg?
Yeah, I'm right there.
What the hell was all that about?
What?
Michelle and Pascal splitting up.
Oh.
Yes, I heard. When did this happen?
Only very recently.
What, like today?
No.
Over the weekend?
Well, no.
Last week?
No, look, I don't know. I only found out about it last week.
Oh. And was that before or after you told me you'd made the arrangements to go over and it was all hunky-dory? Why on earth didn't you tell me?
Helen.
We've been here before, Greg.
I was going to tell you. I nearly did.
Oh, thanks. Instead, you go and tell my mother.
It was very awkward. She asked me straight out about Pascal. I couldn't lie.
Oh, well, you don't seem to mind lying to me.
I have never lied to you, Helen.
Maybe not. But you're very selective about what you tell me, aren't you?
I didn't want to upset
you. Well, you have.
I'm sorry. I never thought... I didn't realise you'd gone and told your mum Michelle even had a boyfriend.
She's my mother, Greg. We talk.
Yeah.
Spent 8 hours in a car with her last week going to Wales, remember? We talked about you, and of course I told her.
I've messed it all up again, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
I was going to tell you, Helen, really.
Oh, here we go.
I nearly did. I thought it best not.
Why?
I was waiting for the right moment.
Great. Before you got on the plane, perhaps?
No, well before that. But right then, it just seemed like another complication. I didn't want to worry you.
Greg, don't you see? You worry me all the time. You haven't got a clue, have you? You've put me through the ringer already about your past. About the fact you've been married and had this awful divorce, then about the girls. I have to take all that on board, Greg.
I know.
And I have, haven't I? My holiday's out the window because suddenly you're going to France and...
You've been brilliant.
The thing is, Greg, it keeps on happening. And I can see how it's going to be. There's always going to be some new development, complication, whatever, that you don't tell me about.
Sorry. It won't happen again.
Oh, yes, it will.
It won't. Helen, look at me. I'll make it up to you.
I don't want anything made up to me. I want to be in a position where you're having to make things up. I just want you to tell me things.
I can see that. I'm sorry.
It's no good saying you're sorry. Nothing's going to change.
It will.
Well, it'll have to. Because if you can't be honest and upfront with me, Greg, then this relationship's over.
Don't say that, Helen. Please. Please, Helen.
Okay, look, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's just go and have this drink, shall we?
William's about to make an important decision.
Really good of you, Caroline.
Oh, it's nice to get out. I've often passed this place.
Best used car deals in the county. That's what they're out is, anyway.
It's very jolly, all these flags. So, where do we start, William?
Well, over here. This is the cheaper section.
Okay.
I mean, this one. Look.
Oh, D-Reg.
Yeah, solid these.
I can see that. My brother used to drive and eat a tank.
Reliable, though. And forever.
What's the mileage?
150,000?
Surely not.
Reliable, see? And at least you know they haven't clocked it. Yeah, nice driving position. Gears feel okay.
Is this really what you're looking for? I mean, what are you looking for?
Something I can afford in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, just something that'll get me to work. Room in the back for me dog. car, van, you know, I don't care.
I see.
A wheel at each corner will do me, but I need it, like, now.
Look, William, I want to make a suggestion.
Yeah?
When I agreed to be your godmother, I wasn't really sure what it would entail. I've got other godchildren, but they don't live nearby. I just send them a check on their birthdays, and that's that.
Right.
But I've seen you grow up. I know what your life's been like, especially the last couple of years.
Yeah, well...
I'd like to make your insurance money up to £2,000.
What?
That's as a gift. And to make sure you get something a bit decent, why don't I lend you another £1,000 on top, interest-free? You can pay me back as and when you can.
You can't do that.
Why ever not?
Well, because...
Look, if you wanted to go to college, that would have been an expense I'd be happy to help with. Well, you didn't, but it seems to me a reliable car's a pretty good alternative.
Caroline, I can't accept that sort of money.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Well, you've got to, because I'm not letting you buy one of these wrecks.
I can't believe it.
Right, where do we find something that doesn't actually need a starting handle?
I'm stunned.
I think those over there look a bit more promising.
I can't believe
it. And don't give me any more of this nonsense about only needing a car for work. That's not what you're thinking of at all, is it?
Sorry?
What about something to take Emma out in when she's better? Don't tell me that hasn't crossed your mind.
So, that's one more tray of mixed fruit every week? That's fine, yeah.
Pardon.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah. Thanks, bye. How is Helen?
Oh, let me get through the door first. It's trying to rain out there.
Well, how was she, Tony?
She was very pleased to have the turnips. There's been a big run on them, apparently.
Did she say anything about her and Greg?
No, she didn't. And I certainly wasn't going to ask her.
She went straight upstairs when you dropped her back last night. She was out of the house like a shot this morning.
Well, he rang while I was there, if that's anything to go by. Is this tea hot?
No, you'll have to make some more. And?
Well, she took the call. She seemed a bit short with him, but that could be just because I was listening.
Short? I'm not surprised.
Look, love.
But it's not the first time, is it, he hasn't told her things?
Aren't you being a bit quick to judge him? I'm sure he was going to tell her about his... What's his name?
Pascal.
Pascal going off.
Well, so why didn't he?
Well, I don't know. He told you he hadn't long found out himself.
So?
Well, it probably came as a bit of a shock to him. Just wanted some time to get his head round it.
I wish you'd stop justifying him.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
He hasn't deceived her, Pat. It's not as if he lied to her about it.
Well... You've been jolly economical with the truth.
All he was probably trying to do was deal with one thing at a time. I'd do the same myself.
Oh, that's very reassuring.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's all I can say. You want a cup of tea?
No, thanks. Oh. I'm only thinking of Helen.
Yeah, I know you are. The fact is, she's not a teenager. She's a capable young woman of 22.
Capable doesn't come into it when you care about someone.
She's not going to thank you for getting involved, love. You know what Helen's like? She likes to fight her own battles.
I just can't stand by and see her get hurt.
You don't know that she's going to be. You've got to give them a chance to work it out for themselves.
She's got no experience in this sort of situation.
So she's got to learn. She already knows that you're not exactly over the moon about Greg. You're just making it more difficult for her by taking against him like this.
I haven't.
Pat, the bloke can't do a thing right in your eyes. It's like you're jealous of him.
Jealous?
Well, I can't think of any other way to put it. Because he's with Helen, I suppose. And she's not your little girl anymore.
Maybe.
She's in a proper grown-up relationship, and you can't get away from it. Oh. Leaving aside who it's with, I don't think you like it much.
Well, perhaps you're right. Perhaps I feel I'm losing her somehow.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, but, Tony, I saw John so unhappy and I couldn't do anything to help him and
then... Hey, come on. That's just silly. Helen isn't John. They're different people in different situations with different ways of doing things.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But, Tony, can you honestly tell me that you're not worried about Helen too?
No, I feel like you do. I don't want to see her get hurt.
I know.
But we've got to give her the chance to fall in love. So it's always going to be a risk, isn't it?
Oh, Edward, that's marvellous!
All right, Mum.
So tell me a bit more about it.
Well, like I say, it's at the canning factory.
But on the production line?
Don't know.
You must know.
They just said turn up tomorrow and they'll tell me what to do.
Do they give you overalls?
I don't know.
I expect so. It'd have to be hygienic.
Wonder if I'll have to wash it.
Well, the pay's rubbish, but if it stops you going on...
It's a start, that's the main thing.
Now, at least it's only part-time, so I can do other stuff.
You like your community service. How'd you get on with that today?
Oh, we were always fantastic, cleaning graffiti off the bandstand again.
Most of which you'd put there in the first place.
Well, anyway, I'm in proper work, helping Oliver, taking mistletoe to the market.
Oh, that. Hey, I just had a thought. Do you reckon we'll get a discount on Bash Tea?
Mum!
Hi, Lola.
Great.
Come in, Caroline.
Hey, pull them jeans up if Caroline's here. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Clary.
Hello.
Ed.
Hi, Mum.
What's all this?
William says you're doing soup for the ghost walk tomorrow.
Yeah.
I thought a couple of flasks might come in handy.
Oh, that is kind.
Sorry, I can't spare more. And we've got a shoot on.
Oh, that's perfect. Thanks ever so much.
Yeah, and that's not all she's given us, Mum.
Oh, William.
How do you mean?
Caroline's given me the money for a car.
What? Well, only some of the money.
Yeah, for a much better car than I could ever have afforded.
But
I've been car shopping with William this afternoon. I'm making him a gift of some money, but the rest's a loan. He's going to pay me back.
Oh, interest-free, Mum. And one I can afford it.
I don't believe this.
Oh, Caroline.
I've got an Elridge Estate diesel.
You never!
It's nothing special, but the body works good and it's quite low mileage.
All I got to do is sort out insurance and I can pick it up Thursday.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, as long as you're happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, I better get off. There's an NFU dinner to see to.
Oh, that's my second bit of good news today.
Oh, yeah?
Edward's gone and got himself a job.
Yeah, where?
Like you care.
At the cannon factory.
Oh, well done, Ed.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, what would you do with him? Oh, excuse me a minute, would you? That's Miss Spuds.
Yes, of course.
When do you start this job, then?
Tomorrow.
Well, let's just hope it leaves you enough time for cutting holly and mistletoe, eh?
You what?
There's loads over at Grange Farm this year. But I think you already know that, don't you?
Eh?
Or didn't your dad mention it?
Sorry about that, Caroline.
I really must be going, Clary.
Oh.
Good luck with the ghost walk.
Thank you. I'll see you out.
Bye, William.
Bye, Ed.
Yeah, bye. Thanks again.
Don't mention it. Hope the rain holds up tomorrow.
Oh, yes, it'll make such a difference.
Yeah, thanks very much.
What?
Well, it's typical. The one night when I could have been golden boy for once.
What are you on about?
The one night and then you come along.
All right, you lot. Settle down now.
Evening, Tony.
Oh, Greg. Hello.
Yeah, I've come to see Helen, but her car's not back yet.
No, she won't be back till late, I'm afraid.
Oh.
She's gone to a film with Kirsty.
Oh, she never said?
Well, I think it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing.
I see.
Do you, you want me to give her those?
What? Oh, yes, thanks.
Ah, Rhoda's. Very nice. You weren't expecting to see her, were you? I mean, you hadn't arranged anything.
What? Oh, no. This was just a spur-of-the-moment thing, too.
Well, I'll make sure she gets these.
Thanks.
Look, Greg, if it helps, I don't think she's avoiding you or anything.
Good.
Although she might be avoiding Pat.
Has Helen told you about last night?
Well, no, that's not exactly her style, but... we gathered things must be a bit tricky between you.
It was all so unfortunate the way it came out. This business with Pascal.
Would have been simpler just to tell her.
Yes, Helen did make that point several times. I can't say I blame her.
But you've sorted things out a bit.
I'm not sure we have, really.
Uh-huh.
Well, we went out for this drink, like we said we would. And talked trivia. You know, the shoot, her cheese.
Right.
She said she didn't want to talk about France and stuff anymore. But it was still there, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I can imagine.
I was really sorry it came out the way it did.
Well, I dare say you had your reasons.
Honest to God, Tony, I was only trying to protect her. I don't know what things are going to be like when I get to France. I never did. Even when Michelle and Pascal were together.
No, right.
That's why I didn't want her to come with me in the first place. And she just accepted that, and I get this next bombshell.
Yeah.
Annette was all over the place, and I had her on the phone last. Michelle seems to have gone to pieces. I don't want to lay all that on Helen. It's not her problem.
But maybe she'd like it to be.
No, it's all too much.
She's very mature, you know.
I realise that. You've got to believe me, Tony. I've only got her best interest at heart.
Yeah, I know. But perhaps she just feels... Well, I don't know, left out. Your ex-wife and kids are a pretty big part of your life.
Well, so's Helen now. You do know that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I don't think Pat's so sure. She thinks I'm going to mess Helen around.
Well...
And This latest little incident has hardly improved my standing, but has it?
No.
This is her I should be buying flowers for.
Well, I wouldn't bother. You'd be better off concentrating on Helen.
Yeah, I intend to.
Yeah, but I'm with Pat on one thing. Neither of us is prepared to stand by and see Helen hurt if there's anything we can do about it.
Tony, that's the last thing I want.
Good. As long as we're clear. Now, I'll go and put these in water for you.
It's the night of the Grundy's Ghost Walk.
Leek and potato, the other's oxtail.
Oh, smashing. I'll put them in the van.
I can't think of a nicer way of spending my wedding anniversary than sitting in a cold, dark wood all night.
Oh, the ghost walk won't take all night, Clary. We'll be done by 8:30 at the latest.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Hey, don't be like that, love. I got a nice surprise for you after.
I thought you might.
I'm going to buy you a big drink in the bull.
Is that it? Oh, I've had Pat with a long face all morning.
What's up with her?
Dunno, Helen, probably. Hello, love, how'd you get on?
Oh, I'm shattered.
You've only done a day.
So boring.
It's called work, Edward. It's supposed to be fun.
Never mind, son. I've got just the thing to take your mind off it.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad, we've got to go.
Yeah, right you are.
Can't keep the punters waiting. Your mum won't explain, Ed.
I'm not really sure what we're letting ourselves in for.
I don't know why we're here at all. Okay. Mum knows all there is to know about the ghost of Ambridge.
Not everything, darling. Then you should always be open to new experiences.
To think that I'm missing Hollyoaks for this.
Oh, you can watch it later.
You're not a believer in the supernatural then, Alice.
No, I'm not. I don't know why Dad couldn't come with you.
Oh, he's only just got back. It was his birthday yesterday, Siobhan, so Debbie took him to Grain 2001 today.
Oh, that was thoughtful. Ah, here he is. Evening, Joe.
How do everybody? I've got a couple of lanterns here. Can I give one to you, Mrs.?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, no, we wanted a bit of light as we make our way round because there's some dark deeds I got to tell you about. starting right here at our local. Now, the story goes that back in 1642, at the height of the Civil War, a party of soldiers took refreshment here.
Not too late, Emma. Oh, evening, Linda.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Joe. Do carry on.
Took refreshment here and found a young drummer boy dying of his
wounds. Yes, well, of course, that is the popular misconception. Well, you know this, don't you, Jennifer? Drumming, which signalled the start of battle, was far too important to be entrusted to young boys.
It doesn't matter, and so, does it? Could Joe just get on, do you think?
Well, I was only...
Well, as we're coming back to the pub at the end of our tour, perhaps we'll leave that one for now. Instead, I'd like you to follow me as we wend our way to Arkwright Hall, a manor house with many a tale to tell.
So, after the handbell ringers, I thought I'd organise some Victorian parlour games.
Sounds great.
Well, I do hope you and Tim will be able to join us.
I'm not sure. You know, I could be working.
Oh, Siobhan, has Brian been to see you yet?
Brian? No.
Oh, he's got some literature he needs translating from Hungarian.
Yeah, his latest plan for world domination.
I see.
Oh, Alice, it's all about taking Western expertise to the former collective farms.
It's called colonialism, Mum. I've done it at school.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help, you know, through the agency.
Oh, thanks, yeah, I'll tell you.
Right, now, ladies and gents. Borsetshire, as you know, is farming country, and there's a spirit peculiar to this part of the world called a dobby. And there's one here at Arkwright Hall.
Well, I don't know why, because the dobby usually lives in farmhouses.
I was coming to that. Now, the dobby usually lives in farmhouses and is the laziest creature known to man.
And we thought that was Eddie.
Oh, yes.
Well, Linda keeps interrupting.
No, they have been known to do a bit of sweeping up.
And protecting hens from foxes, I think we're fine.
Is she going to be like this all night?
Dad'll be moaning about the petrol.
Oh, we've got to have the heater on. It's freezing.
Yeah, it's not too warm. Wonder how Joe's getting on.
When can we have this soup?
You can't have none, Edward.
Why?
Well, not till the paying customers have had theirs.
What?
Well, I don't know how many I'm catering for, do I? Some might just have turned up.
Great.
Hey, tell you what, pass the time. Tell me about the canning factory.
What?
It's horrible. There's this clunk clunk all the time from the machines. Clunk 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 clunk.
Only me.
You moron.
Your great lummox, Eddie. You scared the life out of us.
Sorry, love. I came to help set up the trestles.
Yeah, suppose we'd better.
Come on, Edward, you two.
Oh, is anyone going to tell me why exactly we've got to do this in the dark in the middle of the woods?
Ain't you never heard the tale of old Black Lawson?
No.
And the Wild Hunt? It was the autumn of 1933, when here in this very churchyard, locals saw a dim blue light hovering. I saw it myself.
No, you didn't. It was Tom Fox.
Oh, for God's sake.
Why, no.
And that and all, they say that if you walks Withersons round the church...
That's anti-clockwise, by the way.
Withersons round the church at midnight, one of the graves will open up.
Yes, on Good Friday, Joe. It's only on Good Friday.
Ah, for heaven's sake, who's running this walk?
Well, I'm
Why would you just pipe down, Linda? Let Joe get on with it.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll be tempted to open up a grave for you myself.
I was only trying to help.
Yeah, well, don't.
Now, perhaps this would be a good time to offer you all some refreshments.
Oh, good idea.
We're going to make our way to Hayden Wood, where you can fortify yourselves for the spine-chilling tale of Black Lawson and the Wild Hunt.
The soup's very welcome, Gary.
Yes, delicious. Mm.
Thank you, Alice. Help yourself to more if you want.
Oh, thanks, I will.
How about you, Mrs. Aldridge?
No, thanks, I'm fine.
Shall I take you home, then?
Mm. Thank you.
Enjoying your evening, are you?
Well, we might do now. Siobhan's had a word with Linda. Jane is very good.
Oh, yeah, he loves it. I just came to say I'm off now, love.
All right.
Can't you stay?
Oh, no, sorry. Got to see a man about a horse.
This time of night.
Yeah. Like you said, Clary, you and Ed wait in the van for me, OK?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Ta-ra.
See ya.
Right. So, if we've all finished, eh? That's it, Clary, you take your mugs. Edward, there's one over here. Yeah. I'll, So now, if you're all ready, I'm going to ask you to follow me. Mind you, there, Mrs. Hathaway. Now follow me into the heart of the wood. Back in time to 1697, when wicked John Lawson, Black Lawson, as he was called, had spent the evening collecting rents off his poor tenant farmers, no doubt drinking their cider to boot. Nothing you'd like to add, is there, Mrs. Snell?
Not at the moment, thank you.
Well, that's one version, and he wrote. Now, one night, Black Lawson was returning from the hunt, when two stray hounds startled his horse. A swearing and a cussing, he rolled that terrified beast across Hayden Barrow.
Oh, poor horse.
Oh, it's all right, darling.
Until it fell, breaking its neck, and that of Black Lawson, too. Well, now, we'll stop here for a bit. Now, legend has it that Black Lawson appears each year on All Souls' Day, which wasn't so long ago, was it? And by night, you can hear ghostly hooves.
No. I'm sorry. I really can't let you get away with that, Joe. It's Lady Day. Well, it's the only thing which ties up the two versions of the story. I mean, why would Squire Lawson have been out collecting rents on All Souls' Day? You answer me that.
Shh.
Siobhan, in the interest of accuracy,
I can hear something. I can see something there.
Yeah.
In the trees over there.
Oh, my God. Yes, there is something.
Oh,
there is.
Oh, there is. No, it can't be.
Now, look here. Perhaps no good comes of meddling with the spirit world. Perhaps a quick retreat to the ball might be in order.
No, this is ridiculous. I'm going to see what's going on.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Mrs.
Let her go. Do us all a favour.
Luckily, Robert insisted I brought a torch. Now, don't worry, everyone. I'll be fine.
Now, let's have a look.
Mum, can we go?
Oh, Eddie!
Oh, my ankle! Oh, sure, me ankle!
What's all this?
Oh,
I knew it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been duped.
What?
This ghost is no more than a mop in a cave. Some kind of woolly effect.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
And the hooves come courtesy of a ghetto blaster. Quite frankly, Eddie, this is a scandal.
What about my ankle?
So, and we deserve our money back.
You would?
Oh, rubbish. I haven't laughed so much in ages.
Oh, it's been great value.
And well done, you two. Terrific show.
Yeah, glad you guys walked through.
Well, thank you very much. Now, if anybody wants to buy me a pint...
It'll be my pleasure, Joe. Come on.
Oh, what you have? Hey, what about me? Dad, you can't leave me like this.
Frank, the ghost might get you.
No, but... Oh, come on, Mrs. Snell, give us a hand. Please.
How's your ankle now, Eddie?
Oh, bearing up.
It's obviously nothing serious.
No. Thanks for helping me carry all this.
Oh, don't mention it. I understand the hard work involved in a theatrical production, however crude.
Mm. Hey, tell you what, how about a ghost for your Christmas do?
I don't think so, thank you.
You could do some spooky storytelling, all in the dark. You know, I could come up, tapping on the window. The ghost of Christmas present. Christmas present.
Get it? I'll think about it.
Then I can give out the presents if you like. Or have you got Robert doing that?
I'm not sure yet. He didn't seem too keen on dressing up as Father Christmas.
Well, don't forget me dad's got a Santa's costume from last year at the ball. He's only across the road.
Thank you. I'll bear it in mind. Oh, how much further, Eddie?
Oh, not far anywhere. Do you hear that?
What?
You sounded like... Hooves.
Oh, very funny. Can you see that cassette player?
It's not... Oh, look!
What?
It's not me. Honest! But come on! Run!
Hurry up, Edward. You let the cold in.
All right. You should let me have a fag in here, then.
You shouldn't be smoking. There's a drop of soap here for you.
Hey? Oh, my God.
Happy anniversary, Clary. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, Mum.
Sure.
In you get, Mrs. Snow.
Oh,
just drive, Clary, quick.
Hey?
What's going on? Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, dear.
What's she doing here?
Never mind. Clary, quick.
Yeah, all right.
Or do you want to meet Black Lawson?
There's been a welcome change in routine at Brookfield.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, afternoon, Dad.
Ah, I came to give you a hand. You must have whizzed through the milking.
Yeah, no problems. Cows are looking good, aren't they?
Yeah, they look fine, yeah.
Oh, so they should. They've been in all day.
Good. And the grass is looking about right for winter.
Yeah, that's what I thought, so I kept them in after morning milking.
No more mucky udders to wash.
Only one or two. It's a small thing, I know.
Well, but... not in a 100-strong herd, it isn't.
Anyway, they seem better for it already. Even Nell didn't try and kick.
Oh, that's a first.
And the yields are on their way up still, and the butterfat.
Good. There's not much left in the grass at this time of year.
Oh, well, it was starting to get poached up. And not just by the gate.
Yeah, and they've done well on it again, though.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm just going to see if it's a long winter and whether the silage will last.
Well, you don't want to go buying in.
Not at this year's prices, no. What's in the tin?
Hmm? Oh! Yeah, your mother made a couple of fruit cakes this morning.
A couple?
Well, Betty had all the dried fruit on special offer. That's her excuse, anyway.
Look, Dad, if Mum wants to make us a cake, believe me, she does not need an excuse.
That's just it. She feels she does.
Sorry?
Look, David, your mother doesn't know I'm doing this, but she's fretting about Christmas.
Oh, she's not the only one.
Uh-huh.
Ruth hardly talks about anything else. I don't think she's really up to cooking Christmas dinner for everyone, Dad. I mean, you know, she will be 6 months pregnant.
But that's just what your mother's been on about.
Has she?
Yes. I mean, she's made Christmas dinner for the family at Brookfield for the last 30 years, near enough.
Yeah, I suppose she has.
And there's nothing she'd like more than to come and cook the Christmas meal here for us all. But she doesn't feel she can suggest
it. Oh, for heaven's sake. But Ruth doesn't feel she can ask her.
No. So we all want the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, what a relief.
Yeah. But we're still stuck, though, aren't we? I mean, if neither of them's going to make the first move...
Oh, well, I'm clear on one thing. Can't come from your mother.
Oh.
You'll just have to get round Ruth.
I tell you, Edward, the thought of an ordinary evening at home's never looked so appealing.
What's for tea?
I'm just having a look. When you've spent a night sat in a van in the middle of a wood...
Well, I don't care what it is, as long as it's not out of a tin.
You what?
Well, just don't show me a tin, all right?
Oh, you'll get used to it, love.
No, I won't.
I'll do this cottage pie, all right?
Oh, whatever. I was doing my head in, Mum.
Oh, Edward.
Do you know what I did today?
What?
All day.
Go on.
I moved these tins of rhubarb from one pallet to another.
That don't sound too bad.
Well, no, then it was beans, and then there was some more beans.
Have you asked if you get a discount yet?
Oh, I thought the boot sales were boring until I went to the canning factory.
Well, you should have let them put you on the production line.
I'm not wearing a hairnet.
It's up to you then, isn't it?
Anyway, that's just as bad. Oh, God, my life's completely...
It's only what you've made it.
I've got this. I've got community service.
You're lucky that's all you've got.
I hate it, Mum.
Well, it's just too bad. And by the way, don't forget you've got to give me your key this week.
Oh.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, love.
Oh, no, don't bring them dirty bits of log in the kitchen.
I've been over hiding wood again.
What for?
You see what I could see in the daylight.
Oh, you see the ghost, did you?
No, but I found these right by where the van was. What does this sound like to you, eh?
An idiot banging logs together.
Yeah? And which idiot was banging them together last night, eh?
You think it was me?
I know it was you.
Yeah, like I'd be bothered.
Of course it was.
Look, number one, if I was going to do it, I'd do it better than that. And number two, we never left the van. Tell him, Mum.
It's true, Eddie. Even when he went for a smoke, I could see him all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. So how come these logs were right where the van was parked?
It's a wood, you muppet.
OK, so how come me and Linda Snell heard hooves?
Oh, come on, Dad. It was, I don't know, an echo or something.
Yeah, like we said last night, a bird scarer or poachers.
It was hooves, I tell you.
Well, it's got to be like Grandad says then. Black Lawson coming to get you for his wild hunt.
Don't be daft.
It's not daft, Clary. There's no foot and mouth in the spirit world, is there? They're still hunting there.
There's got to be some proper explanation.
You know, me and Dad could really have stumbled on summer. There's not many ghost walks with a real live ghost.
Well, perhaps they'd like to do the grub next time, because you ain't getting me on that lark again.
Yeah, me neither.
Mum, Dad!
Oh, what's he want?
Shh. We're in here, William. Come on through.
Nah, you come here. Come and see my new car.
Date of birth, the 20th of the 10th.
We've got a visitor.
Oh, I'm not mad. Oh, hi, Phil.
Evening. Take your coat off, Dad. You'll stop for a cup of tea, won't you?
Yeah, it's no trouble.
No, I won't, thanks. I just came to give you this, Ruth.
For me?
Well, it's for all of you, really.
One of Jill's fruitcakes, great.
Is something burning? Well, I didn't like to say anything, but...
Kids' tea.
Oh, never mind, love. Josh likes them well done.
Not like charcoal, he doesn't, and Bip hates it. We'll have to start again.
Well, now look, I'll leave you to it. I can see you're busy.
No, honestly, Phil, it's fine.
No, really. I'll see you tomorrow, David, and right. You can show me that wheat you're worried about.
Yeah, okay. Hey, don't be late.
I won't be. Bye.
Goodbye, Phil.
Bye.
Oh, can you get me the fish fingers out of the freezer, please?
Yeah, sure. Sounds like we're down to the last few.
Well, that's something else I've got to do, get to the supermarket.
There you go.
Thanks.
Well, if it's any consolation, you're not the only one having trouble with housekeeping.
Oh?
Mum can't stop buying industrial quantities of everything, apparently. That's why we got the fruitcake.
Oh, right.
It seems she can't get used to cooking for two. And, that applies to Christmas as well.
What?
Well, what she's been fantasising about, apparently, is, you asking her to come and cook the meal here for all of us.
You're joking?
Nope.
Oh,
why on earth didn't she see?
It's the same reason you didn't feel you could ask her. You're both being too damn tactful.
So if I do?
She'd jump at it.
Is she in now?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Fauna. Oh, David, it's such a load off me mind.
I know.
It's been putting me right off me cattle passports.
Do you want me to check them? We don't want any sent back.
No, would you? Yeah. And keep an eye on those fish fingers.
Okay.
I'll go and tell the kids they're coming.
All right. Oh, love.
Yeah?
Mum says there is one condition.
What? About Christmas?
Yeah.
Haven't got to do the pudding, have I?
Nope. Pip and Josh have. At least Mum wants them down at Gleep Cottage on Sunday to stir it up.
Is that all?
I think so.
Would you mind not sending me blood pressure sky high?
Sorry.
Mwah. And watch that grill.
Yes, miss. Mmm. Piece of cake.
Oh, William, isn't it a lovely colour?
Blue metallic. Crystal blue, I think they said.
Crystal. Hear that, Dad?
Yeah, very nice.
So what do you think then, Dad?
We're smashing, sir. You've done good.
Yeah, central locking, front fog.
Always handy.
It's absolutely beautiful. Oh, where's Edward?
Oh, I'll leave him.
No, I ain't having him sulking. Edward, come and have a look.
28,000 on the clock, that ain't bad.
Yeah, and I got a full service history.
Edward!
What?
Don't you want to see William's car?
No, not really.
Oh, come on, don't be like that.
Yeah, all right, if I make you happy.
Do you want to take it for a drive then, Dad?
Oh, great.
Hey, nice motor, bro. Now have a go.
Yeah, ha, funny.
What's the problem? If I ride it off, Caroline will just buy you a new one.
She didn't buy me, okay? I'm paying her back.
Yeah, some of it.
Edward, William.
We started.
Oi, who are you pushing?
Oh, Eddie, stop them.
Yeah, okay, you do pack it in.
We started.
Hey, stop it now.
Who's this? They can't be coming here.
Some bloke. Perhaps Cathy's got herself a boyfriend.
What?
They are coming here.
Yeah, I'll see to it.
Oh, what's he up to now?
Alloy wheels.
Oi.
Very flash.
Oi, leave it alone.
Edward, I'm warning you.
Not very much, mate. Here you go.
Well, looks like a takeaway.
But we ain't ordered nothing.
Here you are, Clary. Happy anniversary.
Eh?
Thought it'd save you cooking.
What, Chinese?
It was our China anniversary, wasn't it?
Oh, Eddie.
And?
What, is something else?
Happy anniversary, love.
Oh, love.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, a little shepherdess. Look, she's got a crook and all.
I hadn't got a clue, really, so I asked Susan. But she's got an eye for that sort of thing.
Yeah, their house is full of them.
Well, I showed her the catalogue and she told me which you thought you'd like.
Oh, Eddie, come in. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right, love.
Yeah, it's very nice. Can we eat now?
Oh, yeah, it'll be getting cold.
No, we'll soon hot it up.
You'll stay, won't you, William?
Well, oh, there won't be enough.
Of course there will.
Yeah, banquet for four. There's enough for 40.
Yeah, well, you're not having any ribs.
We'll all have a bit of everything. I'll call you when it's ready.
Right, Daddy in his lean-to, is he?
Yeah, he's been there all afternoon.
Jimmy beggar.
What? Because I'm getting my tea?
Don't act like you don't know.
Okay, just because I got a car.
Yeah, right. A loads better car than before. A better car than any of us in this family have ever had or ever will have.
Well, I can't help that.
Yeah, like you can't help being a complete freak.
Yeah, I don't hear this.
Wait, it was my accident, right?
Yeah, we know that.
I pulled her out, me.
Yeah, so what?
I'm the one with the nightmares, and I...
Oh, shut up.
So how is it I get community service and a crummy job in the canning factory and you get a new car out of it, eh?
Oh, I'm not talking to you, I'm going in.
You were too lame to get hold of Emma before. It was my accident, right? And now you've even got a girlfriend out of it. Well, nice one, Will.
Greg's occupied in a bit of displacement activity.
Crikey, Greg. Go easy on it. There will be no floor left.
Oh, afternoon, Joe.
What are you doing? It's a game car, not a blooming limousine.
Yeah, it was filthy. Muck and guts and feathers. And I've done the half of it.
Oh, well, if you know better to do. Well, come on. How did the shoot go this week?
Fine, I think, yeah.
What do you mean, you think?
Fine. It went fine. I've just had other things on my mind, that's all.
Oh, I see.
Afternoon, George.
No, hello, Brian.
Is Greg about? Yeah. Oh, Mr. Ulrich.
Oh, there you are. I was looking for William, really. I think it's his job.
What is?
picking up spent cartridges. There's hundreds of them over by Long Wood and my bottom field.
Ah.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's not William who slipped up, it's me.
Oh, I see.
Greg's been very pressed these last few weeks. It's not easy running two shoots, you know.
It's all right, George. No excuses. It usually is William's job, but I said I'd do them because he wanted time off to go and collect his new car.
Oh, is that blue thing his?
Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Aldridge, you won't happen again.
No, don't worry about it. As long as they're gone by the time we get the cultivator out again.
Yeah, they will be.
Good. So, George, how are your decorators getting on?
Oh, they're nearly done, thank goodness. Aye, they're finishing off the kitchen, and we'll be in on Monday.
Excellent. What are you going to call the place?
Hey?
Well, you're not going to stick with the police house, surely.
Well, I don't know. We hadn't really thought
you
about...
You ask Chris. You'll probably find she wants to call it Dun Riding or something.
Dun Riding? West Riding, maybe.
Oh, I seem to have started a bit of a hair running.
Ah, you have.
Oh, well, I'll leave it with you. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks. Are you finished with the week, then?
I've just got one or two business calls to make. I'll see you.
Bye, Mr. Rollins. Bye. What's come over him? I was expecting a right rocket about those spent cases.
Hey, he did seem very, mellow. So, how about you, Greg? Are you in for a nice weekend?
Not sure, really.
You seeing Helen?
Oh, I don't know. Things haven't been very easy this week.
Why's that, then?
You know what we were saying last week about doing everything I could to stay in touch with Annette and Sonia?
Ah.
I can just see it costing me my relationship with Helen, that's all.
Have you got a flask of tea, Andy?
Yeah, in the Land Rover.
Because I could murder a cup, and I reckon you could do with one too.
Have another scone, Elizabeth.
I shouldn't really.
Yeah, go on. I will if you will.
Oh, right, and good girl. Honestly, Siobhan, you're leading me astray.
Come on. We've both been working hard all week.
Well, you may have been. This is my second afternoon off. I'd be back at work now if you hadn't lured me in with the delights of your log fire.
Yes, and the promise of gossip.
Oh, yes, there is that. So you're going to go to Linda's Victorian thing?
Well, not if I have my way. She brought it up on the ghost walk. Then, of course, it was swiftly followed up with a proper invitation.
Oh, let's see. All done on the computer. Well, we haven't had one.
And you're complaining?
Yes, I am. Dad's playing the piano. Poor thing, he thought he was off the hook, but no such luck.
Well, I shouldn't worry. It's probably in the post.
We won't be able to go anyway that close to Christmas. We'll still have mummers and fire eaters coming out of our ears.
And then you've got Nigel's sister and husband coming.
That's right. And my lot coming over on Boxing Day, so there'll be millions of us. Oh, all except Lewis. He's going to his daughter's for Christmas.
You're very organised.
We have to be. How about you and Tim?
Oh, well, we haven't made any firm plans yet. Lots of offers, you know. London, Ireland.
Or you could spend it just the two of you. Lucky things.
Yeah, I suppose we could.
Oh, Lord, that's probably Nigel looking for me.
Don't be ridiculous. I've never heard such a guilty conscience.
No, I'll have to go. Where's my scarf?
Now, you stay where you are.
No, really, Siobhan, I must.
Afternoon. Not a bad moment, is it?
Fine. Not at all. Come on in.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'll take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Go on through.
Jenny said she'd mentioned I might call.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Hiya.
Now, can I offer you some tea?
Well, I don't know. The thing is, you don't speak Hungarian, do you?
That's a good opening gambit.
Sounds like something from a John le Carré. No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
I thought not.
But I know a man who does.
Oh, do you? That's marvellous.
Yeah, Clarice at the agency.
Well, I've got this literature, you see.
Look, I'm sorry. I'll have to leave you to it. Siobhan, thanks for the tea.
Oh, no, don't rush off.
Just don't go on my gun.
No, I've got to, honestly. Don't worry, I'll see myself out.
Listen, I'll see you soon.
Sure. Bye.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye. What about that tea?
Well, that'd be lovely. Got those scones, I see.
They are. Homemade. By the devoted ladies of the WI. Well, you didn't have me down as a cake baker, did you?
Not exactly, no.
I'll make some tea, and then you can tell me exactly what it is I can do for you.
More tea, George?
Oh, just a drop, huh?
Hey, I don't know. It's a mess you're in, isn't it, Greg?
It is a bit.
I did think all along you should tell Helen about this Pascal fella clearing off.
I nearly did. There was a moment in the pub last week.
I'll bet you wish you had now.
Right, I did.
It couldn't be more unfortunate, really, the way it's all come out.
Tell me about it. If there were prizes for handling things badly, I'd get... Well, no. They'd have to invent a new one just for me.
All right, lad. Don't be so hard on yourself. What are you going to do about it, eh?
Oh, I don't know, George.
Everything I do with the best of intentions to try and protect Helen.
Oh, yes, I can see that.
But if Michelle's prepared to let me see the girls more often, whatever her terms are, then I want that so badly. I love those girls.
And what about Helen? How do you feel about her?
I love her too.
Have you told her?
Yes. She says she loves me.
Oh, I'm sure she does. But maybe the way she sees it.
Yeah?
When you say you love her, Greg, but it's like you don't really.
What?
Well, you're not really sharing everything with her, are you?
As I am. Or if I'm not, it's only because I don't want to lay all this stuff in France on her.
I know that. But if you love her, you've got to trust her with all of it, Greg. Messy bits included.
There's plenty of those.
You can't just give her the tidy line, the edited version.
I wasn't trying to. I've never tried to lie.
Well, I'm not saying you have. But if you go on keeping stuff from her, she's going to think you don't love her. And it's like you're saying, you don't reckon she really loves you either. Not enough to cope with anything that's difficult anyway. Listen. I know Helen. And of all people, she's a tough one. She doesn't just want hearts and flowers from you, you know.
It's all a bit much, this.
Well, I can't put it plainer. You say you love her. So tell her. Tell her you're sorry and it won't happen again. And in future, tell her things as they happen. She'll cope, you'll see.
Oh, I don't know, George.
But most of all, Greg, hang on to those girls of yours with all your might.
Oh, I intend to.
Don't let them go again.
No.
Look at me. George Barford, agony uncle.
You've been great.
It's only because I've made all the mistakes for myself with Nora.
Nora?
Oh, it was a long time ago. And as for me kids, well, they'd laugh their heads off if they could hear me now.
Sorry, George.
Nah. Pity all this wisdom's come too late for them.
Is he, Siobhan? This Hungarian scheme's a fantastic way to get more organic stuff over here. And a great all-round opportunity, obviously.
Obviously. Everyone can see the way the organic market's going to grow and grow.
Exactly.
Without imports, it's totally undersupplied.
Oh, well, you try telling that some of the muck and magic merchants in this country. They'd rather potter on in their piecemeal way.
Imports do rather go against their philosophy, Brian. You know, regionality, food miles.
You're pretty hot on all this, aren't you?
Well, I work for an agency that specialises in it. Technical agricultural stuff.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be patronising.
What, you?
All right.
Yeah, more wine?
Oh, well, why not?
Ah, I can see why you're keen on the idea. When's this fact-finding trip you were on about?
To Hungary? Oh, a couple of weeks, I think. That's why I'd like this stuff translated, so I can have a better idea of what to expect.
Right, there you are.
Thanks.
Of course, I predicted all this.
Sorry?
Don't you remember? When I told your fortune at the fete, I distinctly remember telling you that you could look forward to some foreign travel.
Oh, and that has nothing to do, of course, with Alice bleating on about booking a skiing holiday she dragged me in.
What skiing holiday? I never heard a word.
I bet.
Well, so you don't believe in my mystical powers? Right then, just give me a minute. Just trying to tune into your astral plane.
Oh, feel free.
Not getting something? Something shifting in your personal sphere.
Really?
Oh, yes. And you've passed a major milestone this week.
Have I now?
Something like a birthday, perhaps.
Oh, how do you know?
Jennifer told me on the ghost walk. And Elizabeth tells me you're going to have a half-day falconry experience.
Yeah, well, that was Jenny's idea. So you went on this walk of Joe and Eddie's, did you?
Of course. Great fun had by all. Though I was tempted to put Linda Snell into the great beyond more than once.
I'm not surprised. I gather Eddie reckons he's disturbed a real ghost.
I should hope so. For £10 a head. I can tell you, by the way, the biggest resistance you'll get to your Hungarian investment, if you do it, is going to come from your own daughter.
Well, which one?
Alice. She spent the whole walk expounding on the evils of economic imperialism.
Oh, honestly, I sometimes think that child is too bright for her own good.
Or yours, perhaps.
Yes, well, being bright hasn't done you any harm. You could hold your own against me any day, I'm sure.
That sounds like a bit of a challenge. Oh, better draw the curtains.
It's pitch black out there.
Ah, of course it is. It's well after six.
Good Lord, the time has flown.
Has, hasn't it?
Well, I'd better make a move.
Oh, I'll ask Klaus to get onto that literature of yours first thing Monday. It should be ready by midweek.
Oh, that'll be terrific. I'll call by and collect them if it's all right.
Well, that'll be fine.
Well, thanks for the tea and the wine. Sorry I've got a dash.
That's okay. We'd finished the bottle anyway.
Had we? Oh. Look, I tell you what, next time you'd better let me bring the wine.
Great.
I'll see you next week then.
Sounds good to me.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey, and it was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.